My name is Michael Imperioli. You probably know me as Christopher Moltisanti on The Sopranos, or Detective Nick Falco on Law & Order, or maybe as the voice of Art on the Ave. Art on the Ave was a great success on the Upper West Side last winter, and I'm really pleased to see it popping up in time for spring in the West Village. This city is ready for an awakening, so we've made that the theme of this Live the Village exhibition. Now, some great artists have produced work that is full of hope, joy, and optimism. This gallery walk is safe, it's all outdoors, it is socially distanced, and it is a great way for everyone to engage with some truly exceptional art that speaks to every one of us. So grab a mask and get down to the village. Enjoy it, talk about it, tell your friends and family. Maybe I'll see you there.
Hello, my name is Sean Ely, and my piece is an oil painting called Emergence. Born in Nanjing, China, but raised in New York City, I have always felt like a hybrid. While I identify with my adoptive family, I am still intrinsically drawn to Asian culture. Perhaps it is a search for my true identity. The process of creating art thrusts me into a world without boundaries. My work is representational, inspired by the beauty of nature and the classical forms found in architecture. I choose to portray my subjects through my own lens, adapting them to a vision rooted in surrealism. Recently, I have been reflecting on the importance of nature to our well-being. Following a year-long period of darkness, we are finally reawakening to a brighter season and new optimism. I am passionate about my planning process that goes into a piece of art, which fuels my analytical thought pattern. I see the repetition of patterns, their co-relationships, the microcosm within the macrocosm. The magic of nature continues to feed my soul. How we treat nature is reflected in how we value humanity. We are interconnected with different interpretations of where we came from, although our origins are the same. I seek to share our universal interconnection with those who view my art.
These Story Dot audio stories, produced by Mouth Media Network, have been made possible through the generosity of Bank Lumi and Prospect 33.